This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The United States will open an embassy in Havana, so said the president yesterday, a significant step showing that efforts to normalize relations with Cuba are ticking along. But large pieces of the trade embargo still stand, and only Congress can lift those. If that happens, many U.S. exporters would stand to benefit, including American rice farmers. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson checked in with some growers to see how they're feeling now.
I caught Ray Stoser in his truck on a Texas highway.
From rice field to rice field.
He grows about 4,000 or 5,000 acres of rice and would really like to see some of it head to Cuba.
We as farmers, we analyze what the market is, what people want to buy, and we grow it. Right now, we don't have enough buyers, and that's why the rice price slipped so much.
Rice prices have taken a hit this year, but Stoser thinks if the U.S. could sell to Cuba, which was a major importer before the embargo, that increased demand might help prices recover. But Louisiana grower Fred Zombreaker says margins are so slim right now, you don't see growers investing in new equipment or planning for their new potential customers.
We really can't bank on it or grow a crop on it or make financial decisions on it until it's actually opened and our markets are responding to that demand.
In the meantime, he'll start harvesting this year's crop in a couple weeks and keep an eye on Congress. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.